Hello everyone, welcome back to another Pony and Wolf Productions video. My name is Visual Pony, and today we are reading the story Under the Stars, written by CMDR Cutie, which I expect to mean Commander Cutie. And let me tell you, this user has the most adorable picture of Tempest or Fizzle Pop Berry Twist as their profile picture. Now, here's a picture or a list of all those amazing people keeping this channel alive and making these videos possible. Also, I will remind you that if this big red button under this video is still red for you, then that means you have not yet subscribed to Pony and Wolf Productions. And I know that I'm freaking annoying, but as a YouTuber, you know I have to do it. Will you marry me? It's been a year since Tempest first opened up and told Twilight she loved her. It's been a pretty rocky year, but they've managed to make it through. Tonight would be much more different than any other to date, however, if Tempest could get her way. She'd already sent a letter to Luna asking for a special nighttime display. Perhaps some shooting stars or some such fun, but would have to wait on a reply. She wasn't expecting Luna to agree, but she still had to ask. Throughout the day, she'd run herself crazy trying to make sure everything was going to be perfect for the night. It got to the point that Twilight started to get a little worried, having no idea what was really in store. She tried to get Tempest to sit down and talk about it, try to figure out what's going on, but never got anywhere. All she heard was, "You'll find out later." But later never seemed to come. Eventually, she got fed up with it and decided to do something drastic. When Tempest walked in the castle through the front door, she had no idea what was coming. All she heard was a click before being swept off her hooves. She tried to struggle, but all four legs were tied up and she had no way to cut them free.
"Well, look who finally decided to show up,"
Twilight said as she walked up.
"Twi, hun, what's going on? Why am I dangling from the ceiling?"
Tempest asked.
"You've been trying to avoid me all day, but now you can't,"
Twilight said.
"You're trapped at my command, now. And if you want to be set free, then you are going to tell me exactly what it is you're hiding." "Okay, this is crazy, even for one of your freakouts,"
Tempest said.
"And I can't rightly spill my secrets when I'm about to black out from all the blood rushing to my head." "Then you best hurry,"
Twilight said, sitting down with a smirk on her face. Tempest knew there was no way Twilight would let her actually get hurt, so she decided to feign blacking out. She let her whole body go limp. After a brief moment, Twilight untied the ropes and set Tempest down on the floor to recover. Tempest just laid there till Twilight decided to poke her, at which point she jumped at Twilight, howling. Twilight was too close to get away in time, and she soon found herself laying underneath Tempest's belly.
"You are so gullible, you know that?"
Tempest teased.
"Oh, shush you,"
Twilight said, trying to free herself.
"All I want is an answer. You've been trying to avoid me all day, and I can't figure out why. Was it something I did? Something I said? Whatever it is, I'm sorry. Just please tell me." "I can't just yet, but I can say it's not your fault,"
Tempest said, pushing herself up.
"You'll find out later tonight. Just meet me out at the gazebo on the way to Fluttershy's around 10 tonight. You'll see. I guarantee you'll love it." "So then, you're not mad at me?"
Twilight asked.
"Oh, please, even if I was, how could I stay mad at some pony so adorable?"
Tempest asked. Twilight just blushed but said nothing.
"I'm not mad, but I can promise you'll love what I have in store for tonight,"
Tempest said. The wait for 10 took forever. Twilight tried to keep herself occupied, but it didn't help much that she was much too curious about what Tempest had planned. When the time did finally come, however, she went to the designated location to meet up with Tempest. What she saw, she could never have expected. Tempest had on a wonderful dress, colored the perfect shade of purple to complement her coat. The neck was flared to give her a more high-class, regal look. and the lace trim flowed wonderfully in a ribbon-like pattern. The clasp was an enameled six-pointed star, much like the one on Twilight's cutie mark, colored three different colors, blue, green, and yellow. The back of the dress had a glassy look to it, like a crystal pony's coat.
"You weren't kidding when you said that, Lexus,"
Twilight said.
"You're more beautiful than ever tonight."
"And it's only just begun,"
Tempest said as she walked away and sat down.
"Come, sit over here with me."
As if on cue, once Twilight sat down, a shooting star display ran through the night sky.
"Wow, talk about a nice location. I gotta say you did good tonight,"
Twilight said as she laid her head on Tempest's shoulder. Tempest just leaned in and gave Twilight a quick kiss on her exposed cheek.
"Told you you'd love it,"
Tempest said. As the show went on, Twilight had wrapped a wing around Tempest and the two eventually laid down to enjoy the last of the show. When it finally ended, Tempest got up and excused herself. Twilight was confused but decided not to follow. So far, Tempest's surprises were pretty great and she didn't want to ruin the next one. She was honestly expecting something like a cake or something sweet to eat, decorated by Pinky probably. But what she got was as different as it could have been, but not unwelcome in the least. Tempest walked over with a small present held in her mouth. She stopped just short of Twilight and set the present down.
"Twilight, it's been just over a year now and I've loved every moment of it,"
she said, standing up.
"You've seen the worst in me, but have stuck by my side through it all. When I need help, you're always right there to give it. You're the best gift I could ever have gotten in my life. It's about time I catch up, so I have one question for you."
Tempest then bowed, opened the present, and held it up in front of Twilight. What was inside was a gold horn ring, dotted with amethyst all along the outside. Twilight was speechless.
"Twilight, will you marry me?"
Tempest asked as she lifted up her head. Twilight just stood there, mouth agape in shock, for what felt like an eternity while her brain processed what she had just been asked. When she came out of her shocked state, Tempest looked defeated. She put her right hoof under Tempest's chin and pulled up lightly, then bent down to kiss her.
"Yes, yes, you crazy mare, I will marry you,"
she said before backing up and bowing her head. Tempest took a moment to stand up and compose herself before taking the ring and sliding it down onto Twilight's horn. It was a tight fit but didn't go all the way down, but that didn't really matter. Twilight could just use her magic to expand the ring a little so it would fit.
"Well, how do I look?"
Twilight asked as she raised her head.
"More beautiful and regal than ever before,"
Tempest said, pulling Twilight in for a good, long kiss. Hello and welcome back to Common Timer's Visual Pony, everyone, where I will remind you that you can support Pony and Wolf Productions through the links in the description below. Every little helps is needed and very much appreciated, and it helps to keep the lights on around here and, you know, enables me to actually create these videos. So, let's get into the meat of the story. Love, my beloved Midnight 29, happy, happy birthday to you. You are the light in my life, and you are the best present that I have ever gotten. And in terms of the story, I simply love it. And yeah, sincerely yours, Visual Pony, and I hope that this video finds you well in body and mind.